Welcome back, everybody. I hope you all have been doing well. Unfortunately, Barbie isn't, so today will just be an episode with just me. Now, getting to the point, guys, how many times have you asked a girl out and she tells you that she will do whatever you want or she wants to do something different? Now, of course, they're not going to tell you exactly what they want to do, and it's up to the guy to come up with the idea. And, of course, you know, they're going to expect a lot from you. So today we're going to be focusing on me giving you guys some ideas of what you can do to take a girl out that'll completely catch her off guard. Now, the first things first, you need to take note of the time of the year. Right now, it's fall. You know, it's still kind of warm, still kind of cold. But the worst thing is, it's not that hot as it used to be. Meaning, you can't do a lot of summer activities that you wish you could do before. But that's also not a bad thing, because you can use that to your advantage. But anyways, first idea, I think this time of the year, you got to either take her out somewhere outdoorsy or take her out somewhere indoor. Now, what I mean by this is, if you take her outdoor and she's not dressed for the weather and you are, perfect thing you can do is offer her your jacket. Excuse to get close and excuse to hold her close to you. Now, if you take her indoors, different story, because if you take her indoors and it's a nice day outside, you have a nice chance after your dinner or whatever you do to go out and have a nice walk and just enjoy, you know, the final bits of warm weather that you have. A really good guide online to actually look up some nice places to go is Groupon or TeamBuy or any of those type of sites, because they're always offering types of deals that you may not have thought of in the first place. For example, they have a lot of dinner cruise deals. And let's be honest, a lot of girls have not been on a dinner cruise. So if it's, you know, a nice fall weather, take her on a dinner cruise. I would recommend the Empress Toronto. In my opinion, after seeing that one, that is one of the, if not the best ones to be on. There's always plenty of people. They always have deals going on. They got great food, great atmosphere. You can either stay inside, listen to music, dance around, or you can go outside, be in private and have a nice talk with her and just enjoy the breeze from being outside on the boat on the lake. Now, this is where you can use the weather to your advantage. If it's a warm day, you can hang out outside. Even once the boat ride's ended, you have all of the waterfront to enjoy. You know, you can get off the boat, you can walk anywhere downtown in front of the lake, enjoy the stars, enjoy the lake, enjoy just the water, the ocean breeze, enjoy anything downtown. It's a nice warm night and you guys can be in private. If it's cold, actually, you can still use that to your advantage, because that's, again, you can use that part to your advantage by giving her your jacket. You can, you know, find a chance to grab her hand, you can put your arm around her, find a chance to just hold her close to you and get close to her. Now, my favorite indoor idea that Groupon offers a lot is Medieval Times. Now, for all those people who went, you know Medieval Times is an amazing place. It's a dinner and show. Pretty much what it means is you get dinner and you watch a show for 2 hours as it goes on. Best part about it is that it's very interactive. They engage the audience a lot and it's always loud, noisy, and fun. So you don't have to suffer through any awkward silence. Even if you're not a good talker, you both can just sit there and enjoy the show, have a good laugh together, you know, share some food. Oh, by the way, just remember that because they're trying to imitate medieval times, you will not get utensils when eating there, meaning there's no fork, there's no spoon, there's no knife. All you get is some napkins, and you must eat with your hands. So just be careful when you're there eating and try not to make a mess, too much of a mess, especially if you're wearing something nice, and especially if she is too. Anyways, they offer tons of fun things there. You guys take a picture there together, so you will be able to see yourselves together in a picture with one of those knights or queens or kings. But again, if you do get that picture, it's an excuse for you to buy a picture of you two together. And when she sees that, that's going to be a great memory, especially if you guys have been together for a long, long time. But again, Medieval Times, great place. Once it's finished, again, you're right beside the Ontario Place. So if it's a warm day, go out, have a nice walk. If it's cold, you know, give her a jacket, hold her close, and just bring her to your car. Or you can just go out and enjoy a nice coffee. Again, you are downtown, so there's probably a lot of coffee shops still open at that time. Now, let's not forget that Halloween is just only a month away, or not even a month away. And it is the best time for a couple to go out and go have fun together. The best thing you can do as a couple is find some unique, quirky, cool costume together, a couple costume. You know, whether you're dressing up as Salt and Pepper, or whether you're dressing up as, you know, a king and a queen, anything special, anything coupley together will make that event that much more memorable with you. And plus, you know, you get to go out to a club, have a couple drinks, just, you know, have a really fun night. So Halloween is something you should consider when thinking of something to do with your girlfriend. Now, the important thing is my favorite, Christmas. Christmas is the, again, everyone should know, biggest time of the year. And it's also one of the biggest romantic times of the year, because, you know, you got gifts giving, gift exchanging, you're doing a lot of things with family, you have a lot of things open, a lot of specials happening, a lot of love going around in the air. In my opinion, one of my favorite Christmas ideas is to completely catch her off guard by surprising her by decorating her room. Now, if you guys, if you are able to get into her room, the one thing you should try to do is when she's out, or let's say she's working, she's out, and you're free, try to find a day you're free, go into, you know, let her parents know if she lives with her parents. If not, just try to go into her room, and the best thing you can do is set up lights around the ceiling. What I mean is, you know, buy some hanging lights, some Christmas lights, those we'd wrap around the trees or wrap around any bushes. You know, put some hooks, put some small hooks or small nails on the walls, tiny ones that you can buy at Home Depot that when you put in the wall and take out, you won't see any holes at all, so it won't leave any marks. But anyways, buy some small nails, put it up on the ceiling, and just hang Christmas lights. When she walks in, it's going to look absolutely beautiful. You know, when she walks in on a Christmas night and she sees Christmas lights on her ceiling, it's going to look beautiful. On top of that, you know, you can buy her a small mini tree. You know, if you want something creative, buy an LED tree. Get a small miniature LED tree, put it in her room so it completely lights up and changes color. You can buy some nice candles, and you can just surprise her when she gets home. Have some wine in there. Again, wine, candles, music, and just Christmas lights. Having Christmas decorations in her room, even some of those ornaments, those glass balls you can hang around a room, anything like that will completely surprise her and catch her off guard. I myself have done that before, and it turned out amazing. She will always remember that, and it is something she would never, ever forget. And she's always told me up to this time that it is the best Christmas gift anyone has ever given her. Because you're not buying her something. You're not spending money to get her something like diamond earrings or some nice leather jacket. You're showing her how much you care by all the effort you're putting into her through everything you're making. This kind of gift is something you're completely creating on your own. You're not buying things to give to her. You're buying things to put things together to give to her. So again, you just completely decorate her room, and then trust me, after that, you will have a nice, she would not be able to, nobody would ever in the world would ever be able to top that. Now for an outdoor kind of Christmas activity. In my opinion, one of the simplest, best things you can do on Christmas outdoors, you can go for a walk down Yorkville. Yorkville usually has lights set up all around their streets, and it looks beautiful. It might be cold, it's okay, but you know, everyone has winter clothes. And when you go and you just have dinner in Yorkville, go somewhere nice and expensive, and then once you come out of Yorkville, it's just streets filled with lights. And that itself is beautiful to watch. They even have certain parks designed specially just for Christmas lights where people can walk through and enjoy it. But again, walking through a Christmas cold night with both of you together holding hands where there's lights everywhere on the streets, it will absolutely, you know, blow her mind. If you want to do something more, you know, exciting, active, snowboarding or skiing. Again, you might not know how to do it herself, and it's actually better if she doesn't know it as well, because you can both learn something new, and it's something tons of people want to do. A lot of people I know, or everyone has told me that they've always wanted to learn snowboarding, and I can tell you snowboarding is one of the funnest things you can do. It's only about, you know, you can go a 2-hour drive, you go up to Barrie, it's the closest place, Horseshoe, it's a decent sized mountain, you can go up, it's pretty cheap to rent equipment and a beginner's ticket. All in all, the whole package will come to roughly 100, you know, you get a beginner's ticket and you get equipment. So you're not spending too much, for the both of you, $200. You go out, you get a nice long 2-hour drive together, you're far away, no one knows you, it's just you two. And you're up in the mountain learning how to ski, learning how to snowboard, pretty much having fun, making a fool out of yourself. And honestly, you'll get a lot of good laughs out of it because you're going to be playing in the snow. You're going to be getting hurt. You're going to be falling and rolling. And it's nothing but just laughs and laughs and laughs. So that's one of the best things you could do. To top it off, if you want to, if you have the time and money, you could rent a place up there and spend a weekend there together. You know, spend 2 or 3 days up there, learn how to snowboard, enjoy yourselves, get a nice cozy cabin, roast some marshmallows, make some hot chocolate. It's one of the best things, in my opinion, that you could do during the Christmas time. And that pretty much wraps up today's episode. Now, I've given you all my best ideas that I've done myself in the past, and let me tell you, they've turned out quite very successfully. So, again, to summarize, I guess, the best place to look, in my opinion, try Groupon. You know, Groupon or TeamBuy, any of those places that offer special discounts when you go out to do special activities. You'll find a lot of unique activities, even things like horse riding or flying a plane. Tell me, how many people have actually flown a plane or, you know, go on hot air balloon rides or go skydiving? If a girl wants to do something different and not something too dangerous, you know, again, try going horseback riding. Or if you want a little more adventure, go for a plane ride or go for a hot air balloon. You know, you have tons of deals on Groupon, and I'm not trying to advertise Groupon, but there's a lot of ideas there that I've gotten from there. And trust me, they are great ideas to do with a girl who says she wants to do something different. And so that's all the time we have for today. Please leave a message or, you know, a comment on my podcast channel if you were able to use any of my ideas and completely blow a girl off her feet. Nothing in the world would make me happier to know that I was able to provide someone else with a good idea that they were able to use and completely impress and make their girlfriend happy. But anyways, again, thank you everyone for tuning in. We all wish Barbie was here, but unfortunately she's not, and I'm sure she wishes everyone well too. So with that said, everyone, good morning, good evening, and good night.